USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says America used to lead the world in investing in ourselves. The president spending some time Tuesday in Hull, Michigan, to promote his Build Back Better agenda.
To support these investments is to create a rising America. America is moving. To oppose these investments is to be complicit in America's decline.
A Facebook whistleblower said the company prioritizes money over reining in hate speech and misinformation. Senator Mike Lee joins Fox News to criticize the company.
This isn't a problem that the government created. This is a problem that Facebook created. A problem that it created and is profiting on to the tune of an enormous sum of money.
A Facebook spokesperson saying the company is taking steps to curb misinformation and harmful content. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The former vice president is speaking out regarding President Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal.
Vice President Mike Pence on Fox News is speaking out against the Biden administration's Afghanistan failure.
But I have to tell you, the idea that we abandoned Bagram Air Base in the middle of the night without telling our allies, and worst of all, that we left Americans and American allies behind, was unconscionable.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Department of Justice is reviewing its decision not to prosecute two FBI agents who mishandled the Larry Nassar sexual abuse investigation.
The recently confirmed Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division is currently reviewing this matter, including new information that has come to light.
During a Senate hearing, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco would not elaborate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card, play more. Chat with other players, meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen cautioned on Tuesday that inflationary pressures hitting the United States economy could last for a while, coming less than a week after Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell called inflation frustrating, Yellen telling CNBC that the various issues that have colluded to push up prices likely will pass, though she's not sure how long that will take.
I still try to pay attention to what's happening in the economy. I trust the Fed to make the right decisions. We have been hit by an incredibly unusual shock. And in the one hand, we're almost 6 million jobs short of where we were before the pandemic, which means a lot of people who still need jobs. On the other hand, many firms are finding it difficult to hire. We've had extraordinary shifts in the pattern of demand away from services and toward goods. And I know the Fed is trying to sort through the implications of that. Supply bottlenecks have developed that have caused inflation. I believe that they're transitory, but that doesn't mean they'll go away over the next several months.
More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.